Many years ago, an Australian horror podcast vanished into the deepest, darkest corner of the world. It remained hidden away until a diamond in the rough was worthy enough to search and recover it. That diamond in the rough's name was Danny Boy. Now prepare yourself as he brings you Volume 2 of the Creepy Crap Podcast.
Hello, Creepy Crapsters, and welcome to Episode 3 of the Creepy Crap Podcast, Volume 2, and I'm your host, Danny Boy.
Oh, what am I doing? Oh my god, I was possessed by a clown for a second there. Jeez. Whew. The horror is... Well, I don't even know what happened then. That was crazy. Did you hear that? Could you hear that? Oh my god. Well, anyway, as I think I was possessed and said, this is episode 3 of the Creepy Crap Podcast. I'm Danny Boy. Thank you for listening, everyone. It's good to be back. It's so good. I'm loving it. I'm getting a few more interactions on the Instagrams and all that sort of stuff. It's fun chatting to people, listening to other people's podcasts. I'm loving it. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. It's so good. I love being back and getting amongst the horror community. It's so good. The podcast community, they're just so nice. Everyone's so supportive. I'll check out yours, I'll check out mine. It's so good. It's like hanging out in the showers. It's like, what? Showers? I mean, online communities? What? God, I'm saying some weird things today. Episode 3. We're in for a doozy, aren't we, everyone? Oh, God, to be young and in shorts, eh? Anyway, let's continue. This is episode 3, as I've mentioned a bunch of times already. And I've chosen another fun movie to watch. This one grabbed my attention. To be honest, I think I've watched this many, many moons ago, but don't remember it at all. The concept when I was reading it, I'm like, I think I've seen this. I don't remember it. It's just one of those. I've watched it in a sea of another million movies, and it's just been washed away. I'm watching it again, I think, or maybe not for the first time. Hard to tell. Either way, the poster has grabbed my attention, and that's the movie I'm choosing for this week. So the movie's called Bite. It's 89 minutes long. It's from 2015. 4.9 out of 10 on Internet Movie Database. So here's the synopsis, and oh no, the clown, it's back again.
While on her bachelorette party getaway, Casey the bride-to-be gets a seemingly harmless bite from an unknown insect. After the trip, Casey discovers that everything can change with a single bite.
Oh God, how is that happening? I hope that doesn't happen too often again through the movie, but whew, I feel the clown deep within me, boy. Oh, take it over. I saw some things, man. Oh, he saw some things. I saw some things. Oh, I know what we should be seeing this movie. So let's not waste any more of your time. Let's start with 2015's Bite. Okay, so I've stopped it at the 7-minute mark now, and what we've seen so far, three main girls were on their bachelorette party in the middle of nowhere, some sort of tropical place, I don't know exactly where, they might have mentioned it, did not notice, sorry, if you're geographically trying to follow along with the movie, doesn't really matter, it looks lovely, it's tropical, that's the gist, they're on their bikinis, they're having a good time, so they're having a couple drinks, it's progressing, montage, shots, all that sort of stuff, they're dancing at the club, oh my god, and then she's getting a bit of the pre-wedding jitters, oh my god, his mum's so overpowering. Oh god, she lives in my building. It's so embarrassing. Oh, should I do it? Oh, I don't know. And then they're dancing a bit more. She's having more drinks. They're dancing with some guy who looks like Paulie Shore. Like, righteous dude. I don't know. He didn't say that, but it looks like Paulie Shore. And then they're dancing around and stuff like that. It comes to sunrise. They're at the beach. And then the Paulie Shore guy is with them for some reason. And he's there and he's like, oh, I know this beautiful spot. The water so crystal clear. When you go in there, it feels like you're dancing on the stars. Or he says something like that. It's a secret spot that only the locals know. But then one of the friends is like, oh, what can I do to persuade you? And then it cuts to them having a map. So I'd love to know what she did to get that map, if you get my drift.
Ooh wee.
And then they go down this path. It's through the forest a little bit. They find this place, crystal clear blue water. It looks amazing. And they go for a swim. They see these weird little eggs on the rocks around it. It's like, what? And so far, it's like a found footage sort of movie, which is kind of annoying. It's all blurry. They keep zooming in and zooming out. It's like, oh, I hate fucking found footage movies. Like, some are good, but it's like, oh, can we just get some focus? I pay for quality and I want my money's worth. But I'm not going to go on a rant now. Save it for another found footage movie. They go for the swim. They're having a lovely lovely little time. It's lovely water and all that. They see some eggs and all that sort of stuff. It's like, what is that? It looks like bubbles, but you're like, a bit sus. Casey sort of says, I could feel something in the water. And then she's like, I think something bit me. Let's get out of here. I don't know what it is. And the other one's like, I could feel something too. Pretends to get sucked out of the water. Classic. They get out of the water. And she goes, you bitch. Casey looks like she's been bitten on the side or a butt or something like that. And I don't blame it for biting it because she is fine as hell. I'd bite that too, if you know what I'm saying. But yeah, she looks pretty good. I'm going to throw it out there. A beautiful. Been bitten. And now it looks like, and also they were talking about, to throw that in there, that she didn't want babies and all this sort of stuff. So she's got the overpowering mother. She's a little bit worried about the wedding. Doesn't want to have kids. He does and all that. And now she's got a bite. And now it looks like the holiday's over. Cuts the title. And now it's back to normal. No more found footage, camera view or anything like that. It's just back to a normal regular movie. And I'm excited to see what happens next. So we're at the 20-minute mark now, and Casey has returned. She's greeted by her douchey-looking boyfriend. He looks like a goofball, kind of looks like a nerd, but I think he's meant to be a Wall Street guy who's obsessed with his job. Doesn't seem like the right character for it, in my opinion, but doesn't matter. He greets her with a surprise. She's like, if we're going to the bedroom, I better have a shower first. Oh, not even close to what the surprise was. He uncovers her eyes, and it's this creepy fucking old shit chair, and it's a baby chair, like, you know, like high chairs or something, like babies eat shit in and fucking kitchen. Surprise, look, it's an antique. It was my daddy's high chair and it was my high chair. And then, like, you know, in the future, we could use it for our kid. And she's already like, oh, yeah, cool. I don't want to have kids. I got to break the news to you at some point. And now you've just fucking gone right out there with this unsubtle fucking hint that we should have kids. Yeah, she does not like this fucking high chair at all. Looks fucking old and shitty and creepy. So it's like, get that fucking shit out of my house, man. Use that as firewood, bruh. Looks crap. But anyway, that idiot goes and takes a phone call. She goes and has a bath. We see that her skin, we don't get to see much of her skin though, sadly. But she's got all like these bites and a little rash looking thing on certain areas of her body, her arms and neck and all that. It's like, what has happened here? What exactly bit you, by the way? So we never saw what bit her, by the way. But yeah, whatever it is definitely causing her some problems. But she goes to walk a dog. She's happy. The dog loves her and all that sort of stuff. So she's pretty liked in there, apart from one person, which is her landlord, because she runs out of detergent at one point, tries to get some. She has to go to the landlord, and guess who the landlord is? It's the mother-in-law. She's a fucking bitch. And I mean a bitch with a capital B. She's so shit. She's like, sorry, hey. You're back. It's like, yeah, I ran out of detergent. A woman never runs out of detergent. Just fucking drink the fucking detergent yourself, bitch, and die. You're a bitch. So fucking, so unlikable. Something where you see her and almost like the character's so fucking annoying and angry and shitty that it just fires you up instantly, which is probably the reason you're like, Casey, yeah, team Casey all the way. Casey, Casey. It's just like, oh my God, what a fucking bitch stepmom. No wonder you don't want to get married to this bitch, man. Or not, you're not marrying her, the son, but whatever. What a shit family. She's shitty and she's going on about marriage is hard. Raising a child is hard. You know, neither of either. All right, yeah, we get it. Shut up. She's so rude, man. Casey looks like Idina Menzel, by the way. It is a good look. I'm very much into it. Oh, take me for what I am, girl. Whoo, mama. Sorry, last episode I was sidetracked and distracted by the fucking scenery. This time it's definitely Casey. Oh my God. Although I feel like she's not gonna look too good. It's definitely a depreciation happening as the movie goes, I think, with her. She goes for this walk with the dog. She looks like she's like a million miles away. She's just thinking about shit. And then it comes back and she's crying because she's already like postponed the wedding. She's like, I had to. I couldn't do it. As if you would. The guy's a bit of a dickhead and the mum is fucking so painful. Why would you want to marry into this family? Take as long as you can and just don't do it. Freeze those feet, girl. And like you did as Elsa, Idina. Okay, I'm going to start going about Idina. She's postponed the wedding and the dickhead of boyfriend is talking to the mom across the thing and she can hear it from ages away. Oh, she's got super hearing now, so she can hear it from like a couple rooms away. Then he's like, sorry, I was late with work. And she's like, no, you fucking weren't, you fucking piece of shit. Also, it showed that it did confirm that she did cheat with that guy. So yeah, a lot of reasons to postpone the wedding. Not the point at this point now, but she does have super hearing. She's eating food. And the guy's just a cliche Wall Street guy where he's like, yeah. And he told him, get the fuck out of my office until you get a better suit. That's what I told him, bro. And you're like, Oh, yeah, yeah. This is like a discount version of like some dialogue from Wall Street or something like that. Get out of my office, son. Boring. So that's essentially, in a ranty sort of way, what we've seen so far. She doesn't want to marry him. She's getting fucked up by the bite, and she's got a shitty mum, and she now somehow has supernatural powers. So that's pretty cool, eh? Swings and roundabouts, silver lining and all that. Oh, let's keep going. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're at the 36 minute mark now, and this douchey boyfriend, fiance, whatever you want to call him, will literally not sleep at Casey's house because he's worried about his mum and that she's old fashioned. It's like, you're there for dinner. How is she going to know if you're eating dinner or eating pussy, boy? How the fuck? What a weird thing. You've obviously probably already done it, and now it's, oh, mum doesn't want to do it. Let's not do it here. That is weird. Although he doesn't hold off for too long because she does convince him. Second she throws him on the bed, he's like, yep, okay, I've changed my mind, which who would say no to her? And he goes to start. They start getting into it. She's riding the cowboy. Cowboy? Whatever. Yeah, she's on top. He's holding her side, and then like the boil things on the side of her leg pop, and all this slimy, gooey stuff is there. Oh, what is that? She's like, oh my god, I've got my leg, period. And she didn't say that, but she like runs off, and it's like she's so embarrassed. Oh, I think that bite on my leg is infected. Well, don't just start me off if you're not gonna finish it. She's like, what? Nothing. He also doesn't say that. So gross. And she's trying to have a shower and a little bit, and he's like, well, is this it then? He's like, you know, I broke mum's rules for you, and now you don't. He's not English as well. I don't know why I'm doing that voice. He's basically like, whatever. She's like, good night. I said good day, sir. Leave. I clearly. And he's like, oh, but you've got like a leg hole now. Maybe we could like get that into fun. Also didn't say that. It's like a body horror. Disgusting. These little like fucking, it's a hole now. Good effects though. It's disgusting. Looks realistic. Ugh. They're making such a nice leg looks so disgusting. She's just looking progressively worse. Her eyes are getting darker. She's looking paler and all that sort of shit. She's got the supernatural hearing though, so that's a plus. Things are not going that well. She falls asleep in the bath after that. She's like trying to wash it off. Her friend's like, oh, I got some bites too, but I don't think they're the same bites. She's like, oh, my dermatologist gave me some of this. Try this cream. But she's putting like fucking bath salts or some shit on her leg, trying to rub it off. It was gross. So disgusting. But she falls asleep in the bath, and then the phone's going off, and then it falls off the counter. And then she wakes up, and it's, how long were you underwater for? It's implied there was no bubbles or nothing. Like, she just can maybe breathe underwater now, but then clearly didn't notice that she could. She just sort of freaked out because, oh shit. It was freaky that she's possibly able to breathe underwater now. Pretty cool. She's got all these cool powers. She's got a revelation that she's looking back through the footage, and it's her friends found her that night. They went to Costa Rica, by the way. Not, she was potentially a sexually assaulted, or maybe she was just super drunk, had sex with that guy, and then they robbed him. So I don't know which order that happened in, unless it was a different guy, because they go for that trip after that. It's a weird thing. It's like they've slipped this in and go, ooh, here's a little bit more to the story. But it seems like out of place compared to like a plot hole, I guess. What, how did this happen? And then what, you in such a good, she runs back to the hotel and she's sick, and you fucking bitch, are you filming me? What point did they go back? Was this a second day? When did they go to this place where she got bitten? Very confusing. I don't know why they did that, but they've done this scene. Well, I do know why they've done that now, I guess. They've added that there for the sake of the story. Doesn't make any sense. Now it's like she's worried she's pregnant, because they're like, you've been quite sick, have you thought about maybe that? She goes, I can't. And it's like, maybe she couldn't have a kid before, and that's why she was upset about it. But now it seems like it's positive, and she's like, oh. And she vomited at one point as well, and it was slime, and I think there were little eggs into a glass. It was very disgusting. She does not look well. Her legs and body are just falling apart, and that's what we've seen so far. Let's continue and see how bad this is going to get. Okay, we're almost at the hour mark now. Casey is called up for a bit of medical advice. She's like, I went to Costa Rica, got a whole bunch of these funky little wounds on me now, and I'd like to get rid of them. They're like, well, go to the pharmacy and get some over-the-counter antiseptics and that sort of shit. She's like, I'm also possibly pregnant. He's like, yeah, maybe see a doctor for this, not the medical hotline or whatever. She has a little bit of a freak out, just sort of cuts to these things now. She has a dream that they're giving her a baby shower, and there's just a bunch of people going, baby, baby, which, is that what they do at them? But then he realizes it's a dream because it shows her legs, like they're open or whatever, like from the top, the dress, like tastefully. Get out of the gut, you dirty birdies. And then a whole bunch of red eggs pop down. I think they're like boba eggs, so I'm like, they're really using a lot of them for this movie. But she releases a whole bunch of these little eggs on the ground, and then everyone starts stomping them. She's like, my babies, stop stomping my babies. Or she says something like that. And then she wakes up and like, oh, she's in the bath again. She just sleeps in the bath now. So I guess like whatever bug it was that was in the water must need water to live or some shit. She wakes up but the water's sort of slimy now because it's knocking and it's a fucking bitch mum-in-law.
Casey, I know you're in there.
And she just keeps knocking. You're like, oh, bitch, shut up. I get you the landlord. I've been getting complaints of noises and the smell and, oh, open the door. And then she finally opens it and she's there in just a fucking underwear and she's, oh, what are you doing? And she sees a pregnancy test on the table. She's like, you're a harlot. You've soiled my son and all this. I asked you one thing and that was not soil him before the wedding. It was like, oh, calm down, you fucking old bitch. So gross. And she just keeps going at Casey and Casey. It's like, oh, get away from me, get away from me. She's like, you are a bitch. I hate you. You were never good for this family. And then Casey just fucking vomits acid all over her. This green shit all over her. And she's like, oh, I'm a bitch. And then she doesn't say that. She's just burning away her face and she just rots and falls on the floor. And Casey for the win. It's crazy. It was like, shit. So yeah, her face is all like sort of dark and veiny now. And it's real fucked. And there's eggs and slime all in this apartment now. And some of the eggs are a little bit bigger now. And you can see little things in it. And they're like, my babies. And it's getting real weird, man. And then like he's trying to get her. And she's at the door. He's like, don't come in. Please don't come in. And he's like, oh, I haven't seen you for ages. I live so close. And it's like, well, you didn't care before, mate. Stop caring now. Where's my mummy? And he's not saying mummy, but it's like, he's a bit worried about Casey finally. And then the friends are a bit like, where are you? And then the other one's, I don't care. She's a pussy. It's like, just because you like being the town whore. And she's like, okay, bitch. Good night. So the friends are falling apart. I don't know. The friends aren't really a part of this anymore. One of them sort of has a bite, but I don't think it's the same bite. I don't really get what's going on with that. They haven't really shown them at all, to be honest. Just a brief little chat then. The two friends are falling apart. So one doesn't care about Casey at all, really, because you know what she did. She's a fucking slut. And the other one's like, yeah, she's our best friend, though. We should start caring for her. Because you assume they're bridesmaids. It's like, let's not just write her off now. Like, eventually, if this wedding was meant to happen, you've got to see her at some point. But yeah, Casey is looking fucked up, son. She's got oily, slimy face. Her skin's getting real bad. I mean, like, she looks disgusting now. But if you're looking at, like, a bug lady perspective, still pretty hot. There's about 30 minutes left. And I don't know what the fuck's happening, but this house and her are getting well fucked up. There goes that bond. Okay, so it's 1:08 now and I'm bugging out. Pardon the pun, but yeah, this movie's getting real fucked up. The body horror in this is great. The effects are really good in this. For an unknown sort of probably, like most people probably haven't heard of this and stuff like that, an underrated movie, it's pretty good. The effects are really decent. Pretty good. Body horror, this should be in a list, the top 10 even, potentially. That's a bit of a call. I reckon if people see the fucking effects in this, she's a bug woman. It's hard to deny that. Her eyes are all beady now. Her fingernail fell off at one point. She ate it. Now they're all sort of pointy and black. It's disgusting. But the friend that does care goes to visit her. Oh, and another point, their other friend, I think I got the names mixed up. Kirsten's the one who's coming over now. She's the sort of hot Asian one. And the white slutty one was the one who I thought was Kirsten. And I was saying Kirsten, but it's Kristen as well. Just, I feel like they've swapped the names. I can look back at my notes. The names were clearly there with the pictures, and now they seem to be different. And it's Kristen has come to visit, but oh yeah, no, my point was that Jill was sitting there and she's like, just like fucking Dr. Evil after the fight, playing with a ring on her finger. It's like, oh my God, you're the one. You must have drugged her, got that guy to take her away, and then stole all the shit. So I don't think she was assaulted. I think she was literally just taken away. The pregnancy thing, I think, is relating to the bugs, not so much an actual sex thing. It's not explained anymore. She clearly did not go to the doctor. The Jill friend is a bitch as well. And all she wants is her boyfriend. Because earlier as well, she said something like, yeah, he's really good in bed. And they're like, what? And she's like, And they must have had sex once before or something like that before they got together or something. It doesn't really go in the backstory of these other characters. Not that important. She's got a ring and the good friend is coming over to visit her. She sees the house. It's a fucking shithole. There's slimy webs. It's dark. There's shit all over the wall. There's eggs everywhere. They're moving. The effects look amazing. The room is so disgusting. You're just like, where would you start with cleaning that? Just poor pour petrol everywhere and light a match. That's the only way you could clean that fucker. It's gross. But she's looking around, cannot find Casey. She's like, Casey, you're scaring me. And she goes to go in the bathroom. She goes, I wouldn't go in there. She turns around. Oh, Casey, God, I couldn't find you. She's like, whoa, what has happened to you? She's like, don't look at me. I'm hideous. And then she's like, oh, what's wrong? And then they're having kind of an argument about, you've got to get some help. What's going on? She's like, leave me alone. The boyfriend's knocking on the door. And then Kristen goes to yell out. And then Casey covers her mouth. And she's got all these holes in her hair now. And she covers her mouth with this gooey, sticky shit. And covers her mouth and nostrils. And then she's basically just suffocates to death. And Casey feels bad. She's holding her. She sort of dies. And she's like, oh my God, all these powers I have now. I'm so buggy. And then the boyfriend, I think, leaves. But as he's in the car, or I don't know, it's a bit confusing how this happens straight away. But Jill's in the car now, showing the camera, which is weird because they must have filmed it separately, even though Casey had the footage. I don't really get it. Must have made two copies. They're showing the footage of Casey hooking up with that Paulie Shore guy. I had a suspicion, but I wasn't sure. You're too good for her. You should be with me. And then they start hooking up. But then also Pryor, because she had sex with him earlier, must have been unprotected because he was taking a piss and then blood started coming out. But now these two are there and Casey can hear it and they're in the car and they start having sex in the car, Jill and him. Her hearing's so good, she's just freaking out because she can hear everything from the car park. She's like, ah, shut up, shut up. And she starts screaming and both of them start vomiting on each other and Jill just fucking's like, oh, yuck. Because she vomits first and then he vomits heaps. And as he's sort of vomiting, she like basically kicks him out of the car and he goes to pick up his clothes and she just drives off. It's like, oh, okay, I'm done with you now. So I don't know what's going on there if we're going to see them again. Basically getting dressed and he's coming up to see Casey. And that's what we've seen now, but it's just disgusting. She looks so bad. She looks buggy. It's disgusting. She has a hoodie on now. I feel at some point if they take it off, it's going to be a fucking sight. But that apartment is so destroyed. It's so disgusting. It must have been fun making it, but so slimy. So disgusting. So gross. So let's watch the last 20 or so minutes. So the movie is finished and a recap to where we last finished off. Jill has come up to see Casey. I don't know why it seems like a horrible idea, but she's gone up there anyway. She's come in. Casey's let her in, obviously. Basically, straight away, she's trying to find a way through the place. She's like, what the fuck? Every time they go there, there's more webbing and it just looks grosser and grosser. Eggs pouring out of everywhere on the walls. It's disgusting. And then she's looking around and then Casey comes up behind her, stabs her. She's got a tail, like a full-on tail now. That's what that spike in the back was. And basically paralyzes her. She wakes up. She's in a chair. She's wrapped up in like a silky cocoon, a slimy cocoon. She's facing a computer and Casey's there and she's taken off a hoodie. She's barely got any hair left. Her skin is fucked. It's all reddish and black. It looks so fucked. Their makeup is great, but yeah, she looks unrecognizable. It's horrible. But yeah, she is fucked, but she's like, hey, I've got a little bit of footage for you. It's the worst friend award. Congratulations, Jill. You've won. She didn't say that either, but it's basically like, yeah, she would have won it because the footage we see of her sort of cheating with that guy, having a kiss and all that sort of stuff, now we see the full director's cut. And it's basically Jill in the background telling the Paulie Shore guy to basically roofie her drink, I'd imagine, and then just sort of drag her away from everyone else. So there's footage of them getting basically taken back to a hotel and she's kind of trying to hold the door to stop it. And then she gets dragged in. It's like, oh, wow, you just got your friend date raped. You are a fucking piece of work, aren't you, Jill? And that's basically why this is about to happen to her. But before she kills her, she makes a call her boyfriend, Jared. She's like, call him. Call him. And as she's dribbling acid on her leg, she's like, ah, shit. She kisses her at one point, but then the acid in her mouth doesn't burn her mouth. It's just disgusting. But yeah, she eventually makes a call up. Jared comes in and then he's like, hey, watch this. He's like, no, don't do it. Don't do it. And she kills her in an acid-y style. It's pretty gory. It's pretty brilliant. And he's like, oh my God, what are you fucking doing? There's a bit of a wrestle. The two are just fighting. He's like, what the fuck is happening? This is crazy. You cheated on me. He's like, bitch, you just cheated on me. Even. And they're fighting and all that sort of stuff. And then she stabs him with the tail as well. He's fucked up. He falls back. She goes to jump on him, but he grabs like a broken chair leg, basically a stake, really. He's basically being a vampire hunter at this point. She lands on it, goes straight through the chest. And you're kind of like, ooh. And you don't really expect this part to happen because you think, oh, when's the comeback around sort of moment? And it doesn't happen. He gets up and just squashes her head like a bug, just stomps on it a bunch of times. Green blob shit everywhere. And you're like, oh, Casey's gone now. That sucks. He sort of staggers back to his place. 1 week later. It's 1 week later and a SWAT team breaks into Casey's place. They look at it. It's fuck, there's bodies everywhere. They're stuck on the wall in webs. They're in the bathtub. It's disgusting. Casey's definitely dead though. I thought maybe, I don't know, they regrow a head perhaps. I don't know. But no, she's definitely dead. She's just on the floor still. And then it cuts down. They go down the hallway and they're like, it's clear. And the SWAT team goes down the hallway and they go to Jared's place. The more you see him, the more he looks like Jack Whitehall. I don't know if you've seen that guy. He's an English comedian. That's who he looks like. If you want a verbal description in your head, I think he was in Jungle Cruise maybe. He's making it in America. Market. He's on his way. He's not in this, but he looks like this guy. They see him and he's stabbed. He's all fucked up. He's lying basically dead on the floor, but he's like, get out of here. Get out of here. And his apartment is all fucked up now. Webs everywhere. Which is confusing because you kind of got the vibe Casey decorated it herself in her bug form. But he hasn't looked like he's moved since a week ago. But they're like, what's going on? They look down. His stomach's ripped open. All the fucking eggs are pouring out. But then there's like bugs flying out of it this time. So the tail must be laying eggs into people when they do that. So she's just spreading the eggs more than just spitting them out, as she also does. So she's doubling her chances essentially with that. But anyway, it's pouring out everywhere. So it cuts to these two blonde joggers. They're running down the street. It's all colorful and bright now. We haven't seen much color for a while. And these two girls are like, oh my God, I just went on holidays and my skin was so bad from the sun. It's like, you gotta use cream, girl. And they're having this little conversation and blah, blah. It's not really interesting. And then she's like, oh, something just bit me. And she slaps her leg. And then you look down and it's all this gooey shit. She's like, oh, that's fucking disgusting. Oh, it doesn't matter. It's just a bite. Bite, bite, bite. Big letters on the screen, just like it did initially when she said it. The end. So it's very much implied that there is a swarm breaking out of these things. So they're infecting everyone they bite. They become a host, then they spread it to everyone they know. So this is going to be taking over the city pretty fucking big. That wouldn't be too bad of a sequel, to be honest, seeing where that leads from there. Like, this is a slow burn prequel, and then it's like you see the next one, you're like, oh, there is a sequel I saw actually, but I don't think it has anything to do with that, just a similar story again. But yeah, what a potential storyline. But yeah, that is the movie Bite. Pretty fucking gross. I didn't hate it. I enjoyed it. If I'm being honest, I liked visually, it was disgusting. I'm all for it though. The main girl, although none of these people were famous in my eyes, I don't know any of these names at all or any of the movies they've been in, but she was pretty good and pretty easy on the eyes for about 30 minutes of the movie and then pretty disgusting. But the fact that she was pretty disgusting is a pat on the back to the effects team, I guess. Good work. Makeup, effects, I don't know who the fuck does it. It looked pretty disgusting and it was pretty interesting. I enjoyed the movie. That was 2015's Bite. Speaking of bugs, why don't you buzz over to the social media accounts and follow me on TikTok and Instagram. All one word, Creepy Crap Podcast. That's Creepy Crap Podcast on Instagram and TikTok. You can like my stuff on there. You can follow me. You can have a chat with me. Send me a message. All sorts of good things. Mainly those options. But that's what you can do. That's Creepy Crap Podcast, TikTok and Instagram. And you can get all the links of where you can listen to it and check me out in the bio. There'll be the link tree thing or whatever it's called. You can go find all the links there. And while you check me out on the podcast, specifically Spotify mainly, or the other ones as well, that's nice. I don't check them as much. Why don't you send a 5-star rating? I would love it. I need about 10 so I can get like an official like rating. And that would be pretty cool. So I'm like, oh, I made it. I need 10 people. That's all I can get. If there's 10 listeners, do me a solid, bro. I know there's at least one or two people who have already and you're fucking legends. So if you could do that 5-star rating, or tell me, just message me that you've done it and I'll send you one as well. Even if it's someone I don't even know, I'll give you a 5-star rating on Uber or some shit, man. Let's get the 5-star share going. Let's do it. Let's get 5 stars. Anyway, that's enough of the begging. So thank you so much for listening to episode 3, which was Bite. My name's Denny Boy. This is the Creepy Crap Podcast. I'm back. Thank you so much for listening. Appreciate it. Check it out. It's 2015's Bite. Thank you so much for listening. There's some creepy crap kisses for you to take home with you, share with your family. One for the dog. And then thank you again. Thank you for listening. So many thank yous. Catch you next week. See you later.